Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The Bureau of the Fiscal Service within the U.S. Department of Treasury was formed by combining the Financial Management Service, FMS, and the Bureau of the Public Debt, BPD, which finances government operations, accounted for the resulting public debt, and provided financial and administrative services to federal agencies. The Financial Management Service supplied central payments and collections and deposit services for the federal government, overseeing a daily cash flow of over $89 billion, and prepared the financial statements of the federal government. How does the Fiscal Service transform the way the federal government manages its financials? What is the Fiscal Service doing to promote the financial integrity and operational efficiency of the federal government? How is it strengthening its financial management processes to realize efficiency, better transparency, and dependable accountability? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dave Liebrich, Commissioner of the Bureau of the Fiscal Service within the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Dave, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. Roxanne, as always, welcome.
Thanks, Michael. It's great to be here.
Dave, before we delve into specific initiatives and discuss in more detail the creation of your organization, I'd like to understand its current mission. What is the mission of Treasury's Bureau of the Fiscal Service, and what activities does your organization engage in?
Well, on October 7th of 2012, the Bureau of Public Debt and the Financial Management Service came together to form the Bureau of the Fiscal Service. And the Bureau of Fiscal Service has a very important mission. We make most of the government payments. We collect most of the money for the government. We account for the public debt, as well as report on the financial activity of the federal government. In addition, we do debt collection on behalf of federal agencies and provide shared services to over 188 customers.
How is the Bureau organized? What's the size of the budget, number of FTEs, and your geographical footprint?
We have an appropriated budget around $360 million, and we have employees in six locations located across America. We have a payment center in Kansas City and a payment center in Philadelphia. We have two debt collection centers, one in Austin, Texas, and one in Birmingham, Alabama. And the bulk of our operations are done in the Washington, D.C. area and Parkersburg, West Virginia.
How many folks work for you?
Around 3,600 employees.
David, I'd like to focus more on your specific responsibilities as the commissioner of the Bureau of Fiscal Service. Would you describe for us your duties and areas under your purview and how your efforts, overall efforts, support the mission of the Department of the Treasury?
Well, as the commissioner of the Bureau, my major responsibility is to set strategic direction for the organization. And at the same time, I think any good leader in organization needs to be very much focused on the operational ongoings of the organization and the people of the organization. So for me, I probably spend a fair amount of my time on the strategic, setting the direction for the organization, establishing the priorities, but also making sure that we're delivering on these very important functions that we do on a daily basis. You know, I mentioned the number of payments that we make, and every month we make payments to around roughly 80 million people. And these are people who are relying on their Social Security payments or their veterans payments, and we call them lifeline payments. And so it's very important that those payments get made every month, on time, every time. And we take great pride in that. And I think as we look at across the Bureau, we also do things like financing the federal operations. So last year, we conducted over 238 auctions, raising $8.1 trillion. And so when you see things like the number of Treasury securities that have been issued, or you see that payments have been made, or you see things reported on the federal deficit, that's all information that's coming from our Bureau. And it was really apparent during the government shutdown how really critical we are, not only to the functioning of the government, but also the functioning of the economy as a whole. Because if we're not doing these things, like raising the money to finance the government operations, collecting the money, or making those payments, it has a significant impact on the economy.
So, Dave, regarding your duties and responsibilities, what are your three top challenges that you face in your current role, and how have you sought to address them?
Well, I think that there are a number of challenges that I think we as a Bureau face that are being faced across government. I think it's fair to say that budgets are going to remain tight for the foreseeable future. I think that demographics are changing significantly with the aging of the workforce. I also think that technology is evolving very rapidly. And our bureau really is at the forefront of many of those things. And I'll give you an example. I mentioned the important payments that we make. About 3 years ago, we started an initiative called the All Electronic Initiative. And at that time, roughly 80% of all payments were being made electronically. Well, today, close to 98% of those benefit payments are being made electronically. And that's had a significant operational impact on the organization. We were producing close to 200 million checks a year. This current year, we're estimating we're going to probably produce about 80 million checks. So we went through a process where we had to actually close payment facilities. And I think if this had been something that happened 15 years ago, it would have been a much more difficult process to go through as an organization. In this situation, of the 160 people who were impacted, over half of them retired because they were retirement eligible. At the same time, we were very successful at placing the remaining of the employees and making sure that they had some place to land at the end of the process. But this is an intersection of technology changed. You can make payments electronically more easily today. Secondly, the demographics in the workforce have changed such that when you make these kinds of fundamental changes within the organization, you have a different dynamic than you would have had 20 years ago. And third, these were driven in large measure to reduce budgets. You know, it costs us over a dollar to produce a paper check. It costs us less than 10 cents to issue an electronic payment. So we were able to save, this initiative is going to save close to $1 billion over the course of the next 10 years. So it's a very good sort of looking at the environment that we live in as a whole. We're providing government better by providing electronic payments. At the same time, as a bureau, we need to be very cognizant of those changing dynamics so that we can operate more efficiently as a government agency. So I think that's one of the real issues and that's one of the examples I would give in looking strategically about where we need to be as an organization going forward and spending our time really thinking about those things carefully in advance of the significant changes happening.
Well, along with the challenges that you've encountered, Dave, what surprised you the most since taking the current leadership role that you're in?
Well, I don't think you can underestimate how hard federal employees work. And, you know, we have, as a bureau, we went through this major consolidation in the past year. Could be significantly disruptive to the workplace. And I think the thing that was really been quite remarkable to me is, despite this really significant change going on within the organization, our employees showed up every day and were committed to getting the job done for the American people. So the example I often think of is, the very important payments I spoke about earlier. There was 24 inches of snow in Kansas City, and we had a group of employees who on that weekend rented hotel rooms in anticipation of the snowstorm so that they could be nearby the facility the next morning to get in there and make sure those payments got out. It's that kind of dedication on their own dime, by the way. I mean, this was something which was they did out of their own personal time and responsibility. When we have important information that needs to get out, you know, the dedication of the federal workforce to come in on the weekends and make sure those things get done, I think has been quite remarkable to me in the face of no awards, budget freezes, furloughs, the commitment to excellence and the commitment to making sure that we fulfill these really important government functions has really been quite remarkable to me. And it's really been great to see that we do have that kind of workforce that's prepared to do those kinds of things.
Dave, given your experience, what are the characteristics of an effective leader? And what lessons have you learned and brought to shape the new culture of this recently created bureau?
You know, a leader really has to be very, in some cases, have to take oftentimes difficult action, but necessary action. And I'll talk a little bit about the consolidation and the timeline there. In September of 2011, my boss, the assistant secretary, came and said, I want you to think about consolidating the two bureaus. And I will tell you, that wasn't probably the first thing we thought he was going to talk to us about, nor probably the most popular thing. And so we sat down, and the reason why we did that and had that conversation in September we recognized that the budget environment was going to become increasingly difficult, and that we looked at the two independent bureaus and said, if we have to sustain long-term budget cuts, are we going to be able to continue to function? Can we survive in this new environment where 5, 6, or 7% budget cuts are occurring? And I think we were concerned, and I think we felt as though as two independent entities, we would have difficult time continuing to fulfill our mission-critical functions. And so we looked at it initially really as a budget exercise. How could we reduce costs? I think the thing that most surprised me in that process, though, has been the budget reductions have been significant. We're now, we have identified close to $100 million of savings, which is about 20% of our appropriated budget on an annual basis from our 2010 level. So we really have reduced our costs significantly. But what's really, I think, surprised me is that we've thought about ourselves differently. We've reimagined what the organization can do. So when you look at the legacy missions of the two organizations, you would see language which would say, we're here to provide services. We're here to provide payment services or financing services or debt collection services. When you look at the mission of the new organization, it's about transforming government. It's about changing the way the government does some of these back office operations and improving financial management across government. And in that, I think, while we've had experienced these significant reductions, we've also been able to take many significant steps forward on really improving the way government delivers services. I think that as difficult as the environment has been, sometimes in those challenges, opportunities emerge. And I think we've had some really good successes of taking advantage of many of those opportunities.
What are the strategic priorities of the Bureau of the Fiscal Service? We will ask Dave Liebrich, its commissioner, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.